Upon a time, before the fairy broods drove nymph and satyr from the prosperous woods, before King Oberon's bright diadem, scepter, and mantle, clasped with dewy gem, frighted away the dryads and the fawns from rushes green and brakes and cowslipped lawns, the ever-smitten Hermes, empty, left his golden throne, bent on amorous theft. This is Mary Stuart Adams with the Storyteller's Night Sky, and these are the words of English Romantic poet John Keats from his poem Lamia, which begins with the Greek god Hermes, known to the Romans as Mercury, when he steals light from Olympus for making his way to the earth to find his beloved Floris, the flower goddess who scatters the roses and violets ahead of the advancing sun at dawn. Now, I like this poem for this week because the planet Mercury, now in its apparent retrograde motion, will have what's called its inferior conjunction with the sun this Thursday. Now, this is the peak of the retrograde cycle. I also like this poem because Keats changes up the storyline a bit. In the ancient mythology, Mercury doesn't steal light from Olympus. Instead, he steals the net of Vulcan. Vulcan made the net to catch his beloved Venus in her affair with Mars. And after he succeeded in that unfortunate task, the net was stolen by Mercury and hidden away at the sunrise spot where he used it to catch Floris. Now, Keats wrote this poem when he was struggling with whether to get a paying job or to try to make it in life as a poet. He chose poetry, but sadly, he died only 2 years after the prolific period during which he wrote Lamia. Now, you can't see Mercury at inferior conjunction, but you can imagine him hiding at the sunrise spot, especially when you see color splashed across the dawn before the sun breaks the horizon. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.